Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Green Onions, bringing us back. That's Booker T and the MGs. 23 after. Hello, folks. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. And don't forget to check out the video. We've got a new video up there, and another new one coming up today. We're going to put a new one up later today, so check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're talking about all things mobile with our good friend Mike Pugh. He's manager of domestic marketing at J2 Global, J2.com, right, Mike?
Absolutely.
You guys have got a lot of different mobile apps. You got a voice over IP, telephone, fully functioning business telephone system there, right?
Absolutely, yeah. We try to make apps that let people take advantage of these devices. The studies that we're seeing show that people can get out of the office more, can get out to watch their kids' soccer games more, can make more money.
Also, probably save them some money.
We're trying to help with that. Pardon?
Probably save them some money, too.
Save them some money and save them some time, which is what it's all about. I've got some ideas for kind of a kit that you'd want to use if you were getting started. You want me to run through it?
Please.
Great. Well, I think one of the apps that we're finding is pretty universal is something called Dropbox. It's a place that you can put files and sync up with all your devices. So if you've got important documents, whether they be personal stuff like photos, a non-disclosure agreement you might need to do with every customer you talk to, that kind of stuff, Dropbox is a great place to put it.
So if I have a sort of a standard contract or something that I don't want to have to, and I can reach it on the if I don't want to take my laptop with me, which has the document, I can go with my iPad or my phone and go in the cloud and go to the Dropbox and pick up that file and work on it or deliver it to a customer while I'm on the road.
Yep, standard contract, your brochure, anything that you might need anytime you put there, and then you can get it from any device anywhere.
Or it might be a specific document. I know that's one of the reasons why I carry my laptop with me sometimes when I don't need to, because it does have my world, my life in it. You know, it's got documents that I've worked on and things that I want to show a customer or a prospect or something like that. And so I don't want to be without it, but if I can anticipate what I'm going to be using, I can put those in the Dropbox, and when I get there, I can access them from my mobile or my iPad.
Absolutely. And then there's other apps. For example, if you sell on the road, if you go to farmers markets, if you do any kind of selling where you're out in the field, there's something called Square, which is a way to use your mobile device as a credit card processor, so you can swipe cards. That's very, very valuable for people that are
swipe
trying to do business
cards.
Away
now, does that
from their retail
store. Device?
It just requires a mobile phone, a smartphone, or a tablet, and then you plug in something into one of the outlets, and then you can swipe cards.
And so I don't have to have a swiping device?
Nope, just there's a little add-on for your smartphone or tablet, and it's very small, easy, fit in your pocket, and you plug it in, and you're.
But
it is
a little device though that has to swipe the thing.
Correct.
Right. It's not. Yes. It's not like a QR code takes a photo. It actually swipes the thing.
Yeah, it's a little.
I've seen
device.
Those things. They're little bitty. It's like a little clip that goes on the side of the phone.
Yes, they're extremely convenient, and like you said before, it's great to save time, but it's also great to make money. And so those let you do business out in the field, which is great for a lot of people.
And those are provided probably by your bank, right?
Yep.
So whoever you have your merchant account with, they probably have that device.
Yes, and there's also a firm called Square, and there's a number of other ones out there that do it as standalone businesses and then tie into your bank.
And these are not this is not yours. This is you're just talking about other applications.
I'm just talking about when we talk to our customers, they tell us what they're using, and credit card processing out on the road is something that they're saying can put a lot more money in their pocket.
That's a big deal. That's exactly right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. What else?
A hot one for real estate agents is one of our own. It's called eFax. And so what that allows you to do is to be able to send and receive faxes using the cameras on your smartphone or tablet, and then being able to use our digital signature feature to be able to sign them. So that
so
will
I
let
take
a real
picture
agent
of the
out at a showing do business.
I take a picture of the document, which is all a fax does anyway, right?
Yep.
It just scans it. So I take a picture of the document, and that picture becomes the fax to go to some to. Can it go to a fax machine or
absolutely. You could be at a showing and have somebody sign an offer form, take a picture of it, submit it back to the office, and have a deal rolling before you ever leave the open house.
Wow. Folks, this
and
is
same, this
same
is true
in powerful.
Reverse. Somebody could send you a fax, and you could drop your signature onto it, send it back, and get a deal done from the backseat of your car.
Right. How about that?
Yeah, so, other ones we like. There's a lot of things that let you
The signature. How does the signature thing work? Do I sign the screen, or what do I do?
No, what you do is you use the app on your computer to be able to submit a signature so that anytime you need it, it's there for you to drop on using your tablet or your smartphone.
I got you. Okay.
Another great one that I think is universal to a lot of different business types is GoToMyPC.
Right.
It allows you to get back because, like you said, there may be something on your PC that you didn't put in your Dropbox, and so you need to be able to get back to your computer remotely from your smartphone or from your tablet, and GoToMyPC lets you do that from those devices.
But don't forget, folks, you got to leave your PC on if you're going to do that, right?
Yep, it all takes a little bit of thinking ahead, but I think if you use this package of services, you'll be in great shape. I got one more for kind of the micro business.
Right.
It's one of ours. It's called eVoice. Lets you get a business phone number but answer it on your smartphone, which we think is a great tool for somebody who really only wants to carry one phone but doesn't want to give out their personal cell phone number.
Wow, I like that. And all that's at j2.com, right? All that information.
Yes, sir. j2.com, that and lots of other tools for the small business wanting to move themselves mobile and move themselves into the cloud.
Thank you, Mike. Mike Pugh, ladies and gentlemen, with J2 Global. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.